You're listening to the audio production of Great Lives, Elijah, A Man of Heroism and Humility, by Charles R. Swindoll, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Maurice England.
Dedication. Ever since I began my writing career back in 1975, I've sought to dedicate each of my books to the person who best fits its theme. It is appropriate, therefore, that I dedicate this volume to one who is a magnificent model of the things I write about here, the late, great Thomas Wade Landry, 1924 to 2000. This outstanding Christian gentleman was not only a world-class player and coach in the game of football, he was also a member of our Board of Incorporate Members at Dallas Theological Seminary for 23 years, my longtime friend and one of my own esteemed personal heroes. I speak for the world at large when I say that this was a better place when he walked among us. We shall all miss his sterling example of quiet heroism and humility. Introduction. Elijah, A Man of Heroism and Humility. With a vivid memory of the military in my past, I find myself drawn to those who perform well under the pressure of battle. And some battles interest me more than others. For some reason, throughout my adult life, I have been especially intrigued with the American leaders who stood strong during our nation's saddest and bloodiest conflict, the infamous war between the states. It is difficult to imagine the enormity of the tension that must have tormented the hearts of those brave soldiers and statesmen who, while engaged in warfare, realized the enemy was none other than a fellow American, sometimes a once close friend or even a family member. Among the many I have studied from that era of our history, no soldier stands taller than Robert E. Lee, a marvel of unimpeachable character and, to this day, of universal admiration. The mere mention of his name brings the term gentleman to mind. The virtues and vices of Lee's contemporaries, North and South, Davis, Longstreet, Grant, Scott, Pendleton, Sherman, Stuart, McClellan, Hood, and even Lincoln, remain debatable subjects. Not so with Lee. Somehow he has escaped such carping and criticism. In the minds of serious Civil War students, he remains a magnificent model of at least two character qualities rarely blended in one body, especially that of a strong leader, heroism and humility.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?